This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jacob Lawler, J-A-C-O-B-L-A-W-L-E-R, date of birth 11-26-1996, date of appointment 8-8-2025. I have the pleasure of seeing Jacob Lawler today in my office. He is a 28-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who had an open heart surgery for atrial septal defect closure on July 10, 2025. After surgery, he had a seizure. Then next day, had another seizure. Surgery was done in Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S. He was seen by neurology Dr. Chaudhary in the hospital and in his office also. He had a two EGs done, which shows no seizure activity but slowing. No more seizure after that. He was prescribed Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. He signed out himself on 7-12-2025 and went home, not taking Keppra since then. On 8-5-2025, he passed out at home. He was sitting on the couch, felt hot feeling, felt dizzy, buzzy feeling, eyes went dark, left hand hit the table. His spoon fell off the bowl, his spoon fell off the bowl, did not fall, but out for few minutes. Later that night, his pulse was high, went to the emergency room, diagnosed with syncope, CT of the head done, which was read as negative. No tongue biting, no incontinence. Postictally, he felt air pressure in the head, not driving since then. Past medical history, atrial septal defect, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, closure of the atrial septal defect, allergy to clindamycin, current medication none, supposed to take Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. Social history, he vapes, does not use alcohol, does not use drugs. He is working as a maintenance. He is also in college. He is divorced. Family history, mother alive and healthy, father alive and healthy, three sister. One sister has steering spell, no brother, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had a AST closure, he had a two seizure, he had a one seizure at home, which he is calling syncopal episode. He has a history of lightheadedness, physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflexive 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, assessment and plan, 28-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history an examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, syncope. Next paragraph, his history is strongly suggestive of epilepsy. I advised him to take the Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. But looks like he is not ready to take the medication. I will order the 72-hour ambulatory EEG. Although his 2 regular EEGs did not show any seizure activity, his CT of the head is also negative. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. Thank you.